There isn't anybody who grew up here that is of a certain age that doesn't have a Ted Bundy story. His presence here is huge.
It's such an amazing story that touches on so many things.
It is part of the history of the Pacific Northwest. It's part of the history of criminal justice in the United States. It's a story worth telling.
Who was this young man in the Pacific Northwest?
The son we raised was a wonderful, good person.
He was the perfect young man. Empathetic, sympathetic, ambitious.
He knew how to flatter people. He knew how to win their trust.
He was good looking and charming and seemingly had the world in his grasp and was gonna be a successful guy.
There were two Bundys. The only people that ever saw the diabolical Bundy were his victims.
There was the personality that was the fake, and then there was the personality that was the killer.
I think we definitely have to be careful to not romanticize people like Ted Bundy.
I never wanted to think people were born evil, but my opinion about that changed when I met Ted. I think he was just born evil.
Seattle was a smaller, more innocent place back then. I mean, women were moving about in ways that were probably more autonomous. The women's movement was, you know, in full early flower then.
It was a time when many women were feeling very independent, so people didn't think right away that a woman who hadn't been seen for a few days might have fallen into harm's way.
When you look at Ted Bundy, he was about the right age to be in college. He drove a Volkswagen Beetle, very, very popular car in the 70s. And so when he would move into a college campus, he just fit right in. That was disarming to his victims. Like, he should be here. He looks like one of us. He drives one of our cars.
And I remember being with Ted and driving up the road and just having a great time. And they have a lot of man-made little lakes in the middle of Seattle, and we'd go out and lay there and go swimming. I liked talking to Ted. He was an intellect, and we talked a lot about political things and how they ran the government and things like that.
He graduated in June of 72 from the University of Washington with a degree in psychology.
Why does he get a degree in psychology? From my view, he does that because he wants to be able to continue to manipulate people.
One of his activities was to be involved in political campaigns.
Governor Dan Evans was brought down to the aisle and given a tumultuous welcome.
He worked for the committee to re-elect Dan Evans. He had aspirations. He wanted to go to law school. I mean, he was thought to be sort of a rising star in the Republican Party in Washington State.
People thought he was going to be, you know, a young Ted Kennedy, but for the Republican Party. But again, they saw an exterior that he worked hard to create, this facade. I think a number of things conspired to make Ted Bundy, Ted Bundy. He was filled with rage at his mother. Ted was illegitimate. There were a lot of things for Ted to be angry about.
When you look at the childhood of serial killers, there are some common themes, and I see them in Ted's case, where there's dysfunction in the family, and what happens is they grow up with a lot of rage, typically towards women.
He wanted to be from a family that had money, and he wasn't.
It's another sort of check mark to use against his mother that she didn't marry somebody wealthy, so he didn't have to go out and steal to look wealthy.
This is a guy who, from the earliest age, was a petty thief.
He talks about having been a peeping Tom at some point.
The idea that Ted Bundy was involved in peeping actually makes sense because it's basically a training ground about how you isolate people, how you watch people, how you get into houses.
He was a night person. He would get restless, get in his car and drive for great distances. So he was a roamer, always.
One thing we know is that as a youngster, that this very early warning sign about people who become killers, about mutilating animals, he was doing that.
Animal mutilation is really fairly common in people who end up being serial killers just because it's a fascination with death.
But a part of him longed to be with somebody or a part of something, part of a family. He had this longtime girlfriend who had a child that he spent a lot of time with them.
Elizabeth Clough was a young mother, and she was just getting over a terrible relationship. One night, she meets a charming stranger in a bar. It's Ted Bundy. They start having an incredible relationship in her mind. And I went to go meet with Liz, and Liz brought out these photo albums. And I'm thumbing through these photo albums. It's this happy family unit. There's pictures of these three people camping, birthday parties, skiing. There's the young daughter. There's Elizabeth Klopfer, and there's Ted Bundy.
When he was with Liz, he said he really enjoyed being a family man. He said the things that, you know, I would expect my brother to say about his family.
People are complicated, and Bundy was too. But he was also somebody who had impulses, or at least wanted to appear as a helpful, benign member of society and contributor.
One day in Seattle, when Ted was at Northgate Mall, and he was coming out of the mall and saw a young man grab a woman's purse, and Ted took off after him.
He managed to go and physically restrain the offender until law enforcement got there.
Got the woman's purse back and her $30 that was in her wallet.
He was ultimately sort of written up as a quote-unquote hero. He's really big on I want attention, and that's a way to get it, obviously.
But as the years rolled on, he determined that, no, I'm never going to be married. I'm never going to have children. I'm never going to be a governor. I'm never even going to be an attorney. I'm just going to murder. And this is what makes 1974 so extremely different. He determined he's going to launch himself into full-time murder, and he's just going to keep doing it until he was captured or killed.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.